The Portland Book Festival is our city's biggest literary event and one of the most popular on the entire West Coast. This year, as with just about every event other than super spreader campaign rallies, the festival is going virtual. Instead of one big day, it will take place over several weeks entirely online from November 5th through the 21st and feature more than 100 authors. And here's just a very short list: Margaret Atwood, Jess Walter, Isabel Wilkerson, Karen Russell, Lydia Yuknovich, Claudia Rankin, Joe Sacco, Charles Yu, Jonathan Lethem, Julia Alvarez, Ruman Alam, Suvankam, Tamavangsa, T. Kira Madden, Joanna Rose, Liz Crane, Megha Majumdar, and Vanessa Veselka. And again, that's just a few. To give us a preview, we're fortunate to have Amanda Bullock with us. She's the festival director, and she's been our guest the past few years before every Portland Book Festival. And I'm very happy we can continue that tradition. Amanda, welcome back, even if it's remotely.
Thank you, Ken. It's so good to see you, even on a screen. So
same here. Now, of course, the big question is, Amanda, you and the Portland Book Festival organizers at Literary Arts had a real big decision to make this year during the pandemic. Of course, it's a big health risk to conduct the events in person as usual at the Portland Art Museum and neighboring venues. Did you consider canceling the 2020 festival, or were you all kind of in agreement right away about taking it online?
We never considered canceling, never seriously. You know, you consider all your options, but it was always, to me and to the other leadership at Literary Arts, we knew it was really important to hold this space, like to create this space, both for the authors and for the audience, to have the kind of conversations that happen at the book festival. So from even before we knew for sure we were going to have to move online, the planning was always like, what do we do instead? How do we adapt? How do we innovate? How do we make sure that we're still providing this space to everybody?
How'd you decide to do it over, instead of one jam-packed day, over the course of a little over 2 weeks, with several events per day and a total of over 50 events for the whole festival?
Yeah, I wanted to keep it the same size. So we're usually about 50 events in the one day and over 100 authors. And it was important to me to remain about that size. And it didn't seem, with all of our lives being on Zoom and video and live stream and that, it didn't seem like saying 8 hours of this in a row would be that appealing to everybody. Of course, everybody's in a different circumstance. And so in order to keep the number of authors and the number of events, we stretched it out. And so no events are happening simultaneously. There's only one thing happening at a time, which is a really big shift from the in-person festival. Part of the festivalness of it, I think, is that there's a lot of different things happening at once. So we do hear from the audience a lot that they wish they could go to everything. And this year, it's true. You can literally go to everything. You can go to every single festival event, because not only are they live at different times, but most of them will be available to watch afterwards on replay as well. So you can kind of move at your own pace, although I do encourage people to attend the live events if they get a chance to, because you'll be able to ask questions and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you wrote this great article posted on the Literary Arts site. It's called How to Build Your Best Portland Book Festival 2020. And of course, we miss the camaraderie, you know, of being with other readers and actually seeing our favorite authors in person. But in addition to attending several events and not having to pick and choose, you know, because there's three or four going on at the same time that you all want to see, there are several advantages of the virtual format. That's one. Can you give us a few more? I think one you just mentioned was you can actually watch some of these events after they occur on demand on the website.
Yes, we built a custom streaming site, so everything's going to be at pdxbookfest.org, and that'll be where the live stream lives every day. You don't need a special link for each event. You just go right there. It's like having a radio station where you just tune in and kind of see what's going on. And then in addition to the live events, most or all of the events will be available within 2 days in a video library on that site. So you'll be able to watch things on demand kind of at your own pace. And then when you do attend live, you know, everybody's in the front row. Like, we've heard that from some of the live events that we've done so far. People really enjoy, it is more intimate in some ways because you're really just like face to face with the author. And, you know, a lot of times you're being invited into the author's home. And there are some cool things about the format for sure. I really like attending things live too because of the chat, which we'll also have, which is where attendees can talk to each other. So even though you do miss seeing people in person, it can be really fun to be like, oh my God, Ken's here. Like, hi, Ken. Like, and you can like kind of see your friends, even your friends from across the country. Like I've seen folks from the East Coast attending the same events as me. And it's actually been a really nice like community building moment. Especially now.
And of course, if you were there in person, you wouldn't yell out, hi, Ken, across the room during the event. So
no, so, just wave subtly.
Yeah, you also mentioned, you also mentioned the article, Amanda, that people can be more adventurous because they don't really have to pick four or five events they're going to see that day. Theoretically, you can see them all if you like, and especially with the archived video. So that's a big plus.
I think so too. And there's also like, if you just drop in on something, you don't have to like, if you're not into it, you don't have to like sneak out. You can just close the browser or whatever. So there's really, really low kind of risk in trying something new and maybe checking something out that you might not have been able to see in person.
And of course, since it's Portland, we often don't get the best weather the day of the Portland Book Festival when it's in person. So you're not necessarily standing in a long line in the rain or the cold. And of course, there's some events you could stand in a long line and still not get in because it's just fully occupied. So there's a lot of pluses to the virtual format. Now, for listeners to attend events, all they need is a computer, tablet, smartphone, and they need to register in advance.
Yeah, we recommend, I mean, you could register right before, but we recommend registering in advance just so you're all set. But you just need to register one time for the site. We do have on the Literary Arts site for each event, you can RSVP and you'll get really convenient email reminders. And there's little add to calendar buttons on there, which I know I find really useful, especially right now. And I'm even more tied to my iCal than before. There's three events that you'll need to do a little more planning ahead for. We do have Book as Ticket, so a book purchase is required for Jess Walter, which is on the 5th, Margaret Atwood on the 17th, and Isabel Wilkerson on the 19th. And for logistical reasons, those ticket sales do close 2 days in advance. So if you want to go to any of those events or all of them, which I encourage you to, I'm really excited about all of them, you do want to go ahead and make that book purchase so that you're all set up.
So that's just a matter of purchasing their latest book, like Margaret Atwood's is a book of poems, Dearly.
Yeah, and she's in conversation with Karen Russell, who I know was just on the
show. Oh man, I love Karen. Well. Yeah, she's a Portland resident now.
Yeah, she is a treasure of a human for sure. So I'm really excited about that conversation. And just make sure you buy the book through the link on the Literary Arts website that's associated with the event, and that is your ticket. That's all. It's all in one. So. And if you can't make the time of those events, the book purchase does give you access to the replay of those. So you'll be able to watch it if you.
That's a killer pairing, Margaret Atwood and Karen Russell, for a number of reasons. They, of course, Margaret's latest book is poetry, Dearly, but they both wrote speculative fiction that seems more prescient than ever right now. Margaret's Handmaid's Tale, of course, with what's going on in the Supreme Court and possibly overturning Roe versus Wade. And then Karen's latest book is Sleep Donation, which is a reprint from a 2014 edition, was ebook only, which kind of talks about a sleep pandemic, not quite COVID-19, but again, very relevant. I was wondering how you made these pairings. They're not, these ticketed events aren't the only ones. A lot of other events are also pairings between two authors.
Yeah, the festival is in person and online is really focused on conversations between authors. And sometimes that's two authors directly in conversation with each other. Sometimes there's a moderator to help guide the conversation. It kind of ranges. And yeah, Margaret, I asked Karen to interview Margaret because I know that Karen, they do have that in common with their fiction, but Karen's also a really good reader of poetry and a really thoughtful reader. And I knew that she would be able to kind of bring together like the many different aspects of Margaret's work and bring a really, just really thoughtful and like joyful lens to it. So I'm really excited about that. And she's a local, so we like to feature, you know, our local Portland and Oregon Pacific Northwest.
And we have this incredible literary community here with some of the best writers in the world living in Portland.
Yeah, we're so grateful for it. Yeah.
Now, in addition to the author events, where they're usually paired in conversation with somebody, there traditionally you have the pop-up events at the Portland Art Museum. And that's when an author does a reading in front of an appropriate work of art. Will you be doing those virtually this year?
We will, actually. I'm really excited about it. Liz Olofsson, who works with me on the festival, helped manage this with the museum, and the museum's been really supportive and excited about it. So we actually already filmed them, and so we invited, I think it's somewhere between 15 and 20. We focused on local writers this year because they could get to the museum. We filmed the author's reading in the museum, and then those videos will be available on demand in the video library at pdxbookfest.org, where everything's live streaming. And then they'll also be showing up on our Literary Arts Instagram throughout the festival to sort of mimic that. Like, one of my favorite things about the pop-ups is that you might just be wandering around the museum during the festival and like run into them. And so to sort of provide that serendipity, we'll also be, you know, deploying them on social media, so you could get surprised by Liz talking about dumplings in the art museum, which is really wonderful. Yeah.
There's always an incredible diversity at the book festival among the authors, gender, race, ethnicity, the types of books they write. And also you have pretty much something for every age group, including children, teenagers. Can you talk about the events this year at the book festival for the different age groups? I mean, there's picture books, a young adult, of course, adult fiction, nonfiction, mm-hmm. cookbooks like Liz's.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite things about festivals is the density and the diversity that they provide. And we really do try to have something for everyone and like a door that every type of reader can walk through. And I'm really proud of that. And in terms of events for different age groups, we do have lots of events for adults, of course, in nonfiction, fiction, and poetry, and all those subgenres. So Saturday, November 7th and Saturday, November 14th are actually dedicated to kids and teen programming. And so we have some great story times that will be played during those days, as well as programming for middle grade readers featuring some really amazing authors. And we have some YA programming those days as well. And then there'll also be a kind of smattering of middle grade and YA programming during the week. And then for picture books, because that, you know, picture book audience is typically quite young, those story times and some really, really great art activities, and they're all hosted by Emily Arrow, who, if you've been to the festival before, you will have seen hosting the picture book stage. Those videos will be available on demand starting on Saturday, November 7th. And so families can watch those kind of at their leisure. You can watch them all at once. You can watch them over and over. You can watch one each day. And so I'm really excited for those to be a resource and just some entertainment for kids and adults alike. I actually really like watching them because they're really joyful and they're really fun. And I think we could all use a little bit of that right
now. I'll be doing that for the first time this year because, again, the schedule allows that. There's many events over more than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, where can listeners find out more about the book festival, the list of authors, the schedule of events, how to register?
Yeah, it's literary-arts.org/PBF for Portland Book Festival. And we actually just posted right before we started talking a really convenient one-page version of the schedule. So you can just print it out, highlight everything you want to go to, make sure you can keep track of everything. And you can RSVP for events on that site as well so that you get reminders and you can add them to your calendar. Literary Arts also has a radio show and podcast called The Archive Project. And you'll catch a bunch of festival events on there as well.
Well, Amanda, again, thanks for joining us today and for talking to us about the Portland Book Festival. I'm just ecstatic. we're going to be having it. And online has several advantages, along with the disadvantages, but maybe next year, 2021, we'll all be together again.
Thank you so much. It's always so fun to talk to you. And hopefully I'll be able to, you know, say hi in the chat and see you.
Yes, yell across the room.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Amanda.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking with Amanda Bullock, director of the Portland Book Festival, which takes place entirely online this year from Thursday, November 5th through Saturday, November 21st. You can find out more online at pdxbookfest.org. That's also where you can register for events, tune into the live stream throughout the festival, and access the video library of recordings. This is Ken Jones for KBOO's News in Depth.